Welcome to Monica Talks. This is your girl Tyra B, and I am back with another segment. This is our second season. So it's super excited because I have all brand new content. I have content that really will change our lives for the better. And last season has taught me so much, especially how to be consistent, it's all about quantity over quality. It's all about bringing something new, something different to this podcasting, because I fell in love with it the first time I cut my microphone on, and I'm still in love with it. And every Monday, I promise to bring you guys something new. And if I don't bring you something new, make sure you hit me in my DM and let us know, hey, you're slagging again, you know, you're losing your grip again, we need you out here, you know, hit me up, because everybody needs a pick-me-upper. Everybody needs that reality check every now and then to get us back to where we supposed to be. Now, during the time that I had took off, a lot has happened. You know, a lot has fell upon me. I was trying to please a lot of people that was around me. Then on top of that, you know, I have a baby. She turns 10 months a few days ago. And plus, I'm also in the process of raising my nieces and nephews. So a lot has came up on me. And then on top of that, I found this new passion of podcasting. So all that, I'm trying to juggle all that, and, you know, being an auntie mom, being a mom, you know, being a host to a podcasting show that I am creating, it became a lot, and I had to take a step back and realize what was important, what was my priorities. I know that I can't cut my nieces and nephews and my child off, you know, I have to provide for them, but my happiness matters too. So I also had friends and family that was getting in contact with me, wanted to go to certain events, wanted to hang out and things. So I wanted to do those things because I didn't want to say no, because when it's time for me, I want them to celebrate with me as well. So I was kind of stretching myself then, until I realized it's time for me to be selfish. It is time for me to step back from being selfless, always available, always there when somebody need me and things like that, to becoming selfless. Because at the end of the day, if I'm not one with myself, I can't be one with nobody. So that brings us to our subject for today, and that is being selfless to selfish. We have to become selfish. We have to become selfish. And the reason why we have to become selfish, because we have to get back to us. We have to get back to us. 2020, we starting the year off with us, with me, with I, with me, myself, and I. Listen to that Beyonce song, Me, Myself, and I, every morning if you have to get back to you. Because if you're not one with yourself, you cannot be one with nobody else. You cannot be one with the person that you want to be one with. You cannot be one and try to please everybody else, because you're not together. You're not together. And, you know, go back and listen to putting our pieces back together. We are putting us back together this 2020. And those of you that do not know what is selfless is focusing on the needs and wishes of others rather than your own. That meaning that you're putting that other person before you. You are putting that person's needs before you. If you have a event to go to and you're running late because your friend just had a meltdown, so you got to comfort her, but yet you want to be over here at this event, but your friend needs is first. We have to stop that. It's okay to say, friend, I'm going to give you this moment, but once I come back from where I'm going, you can have me. You can have all of me. You can pour your heart out to me. Hell, when I leave out of here, you can write me a long text message just to express yourself. If it's be mad at me because I can't stay right now. But you're going to love me when I come back, because I'm going to be here for you. It's okay to do that. It's okay. Because selfish is a lack of consideration for others concerning more than your own pleasure. It's not saying I don't care about you. It's not saying I don't want to be in your life. It's not saying any of that. It's just saying that my pleasure right now, what I have to do, is important to me. And if you understand me, you know how important this is. So, yes, I am going to be selfish and walk out this door and go to my event. But when I come back, my selfless is going to kick in because now you have me. One time or another, we found ourselves focusing on other people's issues or situations that we could have avoided. Simply giving our opinion and been done with it. Simply, we could have been gave our opinion and been done with it and call it a day. But yeah, we got sucked into people's drama and their overreacting of things. And we just forgot all about what we had to do. We forgot about who we are. We forgot about what makes us happy. We forgot about things that brings us joy. But when the shoe is on the other foot, we can't not receive that same replication back. Like, it's crazy, right? You know, we tend to... I'll tell you a story about me. Like, I have this friend. She's still one of my good friends. And we're actually better friends now than we were 10 years ago. She have all this stuff circling around her that brings her interesting situations. We gonna put it like that. And not saying that I don't have my own drama, because I have my own drama. That's how we get through life, through drama. And that's how we learn, through drama. But, you know, her drama was just a little bit more than mine. And she called me all the time when her boyfriend, and, you know, had issues and things like that. Their relationship was a little rocky. But it became irritating for me because it was always the same old thing. And I'm always giving it seems like I kept repeating the same solution to her. Because I'm the type of friend, let me break this down to you. I'm the type of friend, if you come to me, I'm going to give you a solution. I'm not going to just sit here and let you pour your heart out to me and be like, girl, it'll get better later. It'll be all right. Nah, sis, that's not me. We're going to figure out what we need to do. You want to be with this person? Okay, A, B, and C is what you need to do. He playing with you? Come on. It's time to play games now, because it's time to let that person know you are not to be messed with. You are not to be bargained with. So, therefore, you want to put this on the table, you make sure that you can receive the same thing that you put on the table, you make sure you receive it back. Because I'm that friend that's going to give my friend solutions to get back at you. You know, and so don't come to me and want me to feel sorry for you and things like that when that's not going to happen. But, you know, needless to say, that happened with my friend. And one day I just got so overwhelmed to where I told her, look, you're not going to leave this man, so why are you coming to tell me this all the time? You know, I just put it all out there on the table. And she kind of looked at me like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said this to me. But it is what it is. Don't come to me with this no more. I like our friendship. I value our friendship. You know, you have circles of friends. Go to somebody else and tell them that. But if you don't want to hear solutions from me, and if it's the same thing over and over again, don't come to me. And so we had a little fallout, we got into it and things like that. But like I said, we are in a better place now than we were 10 years ago. And that was me saying, I'm no longer doing this. I'm being selfish with your situation. Be for my own protection, for my own energy. Yes, I am being selfish. But yet, I'm still your friend. And that's what we're doing this year. And, you know, that was just a backstory to how I became selfish. Selfish to my own needs versus in others. A good friend, you know what I'm saying, will always be there. Always be there. Because in order to understand a person, you must know that person. In order to know that person, you must understand that person. And that's where communication comes in. Because a lot of people can have miscommunication because they don't know each other. They don't understand each other. So communication comes with understanding and knowing that person. So it's a transitioning from selfless to selfish. It's a life choice. It's a life decision. It's a choice. You know, you could do it or you don't have to do it. But to conserve your energy and to be in a better place with yourself, I say try it. just trying for one day, being selfish, saying that I'm not going to do it. I'm going to focus on me today. You know, becoming selfish isn't a bad thing when you're putting yourself first. Remember that. There's two types of selfish. You got the bad selfish where you are just inconsiderate of other people's needs. You just don't care. But then you have the other selfish where you are considerate of other needs, but you putting your needs first. Because the good selfish is being good and respecting others. You know, you can still have that same respect. You can still be good to that person. And then all at the same time, you're selfish with yourself. And now, we are moving from selfless to selfish. And selfless, always saying yes to more than one. You know, energy draining. Let's go back to energy. Talking about selfless. It's energy draining. You always saying yes to others. When you give more than you receive, your needs are pushed back for others to move forward. Being selfish is give yourself time. And somebody come and ask you, hey, can you do this for me? Or hey, are you busy? Give me about 5 minutes before I answer that. Or can you run to the store and give me this? Give me about 5 minutes and I'll answer that. Give yourself time. Don't let nobody pressure you or push you in a corner to give a direct answer or give an instant answer, because, you know, you can't really answer things instantly now when you're becoming selfish, because you don't want to answer the wrong thing. You might be able to do that for that friend, but let me make sure I have all my ducks in a row. Let me make sure I have all my pencils lined up. Let me make sure my room, my space, my aura is cleared out before I enter your aura. That's what I mean about giving yourself time. And at the same time, don't feel guilty about saying no. No, you can't do it, period. It's going to feel weird, the first couple of times, but eventually you're going to get in a habit of saying no. But don't feel guilty about saying no. And don't let that other person make you feel guilty about saying no. Because if it's that important, that person would do it themselves. And if they're unable to do it, if you do have the resources for them to do it, then there's nothing wrong with passing the resources along for them to do it themselves. You know, another great tip about being selfless is create yourself a morning, evening, or night routine. It's a me time. It's a me time to self-development, you know, practice. Put that in play. For me, in the morning, that's my self-development routine. I make sure my baby is still asleep. And I get up in the morning and I tidy up some things. And I put my makeup on. I do my hair. I listen to, you know, Sarah Jakes. And I listen to her and... that's my morning routine. I have my time with God, my higher power, and that gets me up. That gets me moving. That gets me going. That gets me in a good, positive space. So, you know, try to develop a morning, night routine, or even an evening routine. Even if it's just sitting in your car on your lunch break, that's your me time. Honey, do it. Do it. Whatever makes you feel better, do it. Okay? And consider a gift. A give and take in a relationship, or give and take in any type of relationship, business, love, friendship, whatever. Consider that give and take. Like, if I give you something, what are you going to give me back? You know, stop giving away for free. Because everybody know what's that saying? Nothing in life is free. Not even time. That's so true. Not even time. Time is not free. Because you're losing minutes, you're losing seconds. Just because you're sitting here having a conversation, even listening to my podcast right now, that's time. That's time that you're giving me, that you're giving back to yourself. I'm giving you this and you're giving me your time. That's a give and take relationship right there, baby. And I say that it is great because I'm doing what I love and you're listening to what you love. So that's a give and take relationship right there. Come on now. Don't give yourself away so freely and so free. You are important, just like when you go to the grocery store. You can't go out and pick up no groceries for free. You're going to have to pay. So So why not develop those things in a relationship? Whatever ship that you get on. Business, whatever. In a business world, you know, even if, like, my background is a cosmetologist. Other people give me their time. Other people give me their time, their money, and allow me to do the hair, skin, and nails. And I'm giving back quality. I'm giving back my opinion. I'm giving back my, because as a cosmetologist, you're more than just beautifying that person. You are a therapist. You are a sister. You are a teacher. You are a lot of things. When people come down and sit in your chair, whether it's an esthetician, you're a nail tech, whatever, they are telling you their life story. I never had one person sit in my chair and not tell me a life story. I have never had one person to sit where I stand and not tell me anything about themselves that they probably never told anybody else, not even a close friend. That's a give and take relationship right there. So that is the end of our segment. That is our end of our becoming selfless. Selfish to selfless. I hope you guys enjoy. Once again, this is your girl Tyra B signing off on Monica Talk.